Yerushalmi Brachas, Daf Chaf Dalet. Really continuing from the bottom of Chaf Gimel on the Beis, the Gemara, we yesterday ended off after the Mishnah. We had a Makhlok, three different halakas, Makhlokas of Yossi, Tanakama, of Yossi, and of Yehuda. And the Gemara discusses now why we needed to have these two separate Makhlokas. The Mishnah tells us first, Hakorei Shema v'lishmi lazno, person who read Shema, but quietly, but didn't hear, wasn't able to hear his words of Kriya Shema. So the Machlokes in the Mishnah, Tanakama says Yotze, Yossi says you're not Yotze. And we said the reason why you're not Yotze, we said because the Shema's Mashma, we darshan the Pasuk, that Shema means that Yeshame, you have to listen to what the words that you said. And if you don't do it, it's not like the Shema Hashmeh Oznecha Mashat Motzi Mipicha. And Tadakama says that it's referring to it in any language you want to speak. His next halacha was Karvel Adik Post Yosea. The second halacha in the Mishnah was if you read Shema and you didn't carefully know Usios, then Riyotze says Yotze, and Riyotze says you're not Yotze. So the Gemara's kasha is in these two cases, we make a statement. We make a statement, Rav Amma, Halacha Kedirei Shneim Lahokel. Halacha is like both of them to be Mekel. That we make up both halacha like in the Mitanakama, the halacha is that you're Yotze, and the halacha in the second case is like Rav Yehuda, is Rav Yossi, is like Rav Yehuda that you're not Yotze. So and most Rav Yossi Omer Yotze. So we have two separate halachas in the Mishnah, and both cases are Churma Nekula, and both cases we paskin like the Kula. In other words, the first case we paskin like the Tanakama, says you're Yotze even if you don't hear the Shema. In the second case, you pass like Rav Yossi, who says that if you don't read the Osios properly, you're not Yotze. That's the halacha. Look, Gidrei Shnei HaMakilim. Freit the Gemara, Lechein. Neither Rav said this halacha. Lechorid is a chiddush in his halacha. Makein Amrim. What would he have said if he didn't say it? What's the chiddush? What would we have said? The Gemara says, because halacha, why? Because the Gemara says, we know there's a rule. Stama Rav Yossi, halacha stama. The first halakha in the Mishnah doesn't say who the Bar Plukta on Rav Yossi is. So you have Tanakama and Rav Yossi, Stam Mishnah and Rav Yossi. So when you have Stam and Rav Yossi, halakha's Kestama, that's the rule. We pass like the Stam. So Mela, we all understand that the first Mishnah, we pass like the Tanakama, not like Rav Yossi. We have a case, Stam, Yachav Machlokas. You always pass in the halakha, it'll be like we pass like the Stam. Now, the second case, Rosh of Yehuda, there, halakha of Yossi. There we know it's pasul Yossi. Why? Because there's a rule. Whenever we have a machlekes of Yossi and Yehuda, where's pasul of Yossi? So, Melo, matrikul mim a Rav halakha of Yishnei and Lahakil. So, Rav's, that came out in the Reish Medrash and said a halakha statement that both we pasul halakha, both cases in the Mishnah, case one and case two, we go like the Kula, like the Mekel, even if without that statement, we would have known that. First case, we know we pasul of Yossi in the time Stam, we pasul like Stam. And a second halakha in the Mishnah of Rav Yosef, of Yehuda, pasul like Rav Yossi. So I would have known it anyway. So why would you tell me that special dinner we go with Mekel? So my answer is Ella Begin Ashmud the Tanala of Chiyah Bashem Yeshua. The truth is really we halacha we learned in the Mishnah an explanation of Rav Chiyah instead of the name of Rav Meir that really would not be of Yossi. In other words, according to this Gersa, it would come out that it's not the second case, not Rav Yossi about Plukta and Rav Yehuda, but rather it's Rav Yossi about Plukta and Rav Meir. He's Rav Chiyah's Gosm Shem Rav Meir. It's a Tosefta, that's the halacha we pass on to Rav Meir. Now, if it's Rav Meir, that's a different situation, because then we don't paskin. And then when you have a instead of Rav Yossi, it's Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, then you don't have a halacha. That's very clear. And in such a case, the halacha falls Rav Yehuda, not like Rav Meir, which means not like Rav Yossi. So you couldn't say a halacha la kula, because we wouldn't paskin. We would think it, now you're saying a kula could be paskin like Rav Yossi over Rav Yehuda. But if you have the gear so that we have here in this brisa that learns that it's not Rav Meir, it's not Rav Yosef Yehuda, it's Rav Meir of Yehuda, the second case of the Mishnah, the Mamela, the halacha would be like a Yehuda, lechumra, not lekula. So Mamela, lechumra, can't talk. There was a both in lahakel. that we don't go by the decision of the halacha is not based upon Rav Meir versus Rav Yehuda, Rav Yossi versus Rav Meir, but rather it's the halacha is you go by the kula. In both cases, whoever the bala member is, whether it's Rav Meir or Rav Yossi, who says in the second case karva lo dikabusi said halacha is yotze, we pass on the kula that you yotze. So therefore, the Rav's halacha is a chiddush that would be important to tell us. Says the Mishnah Brisa Brisa. If a person daven and he wasn't able to hear what you said, what you daven Shmoneh Esrei, the halacha is your yotze. Now, look, Maisa, when we say this halacha, what's the chiddush? Well, the chiddush is we know that we have a machlokes in Shema, in the Mishnah, that we have the first case of the Mishnah that we just learned. We learned that halacha in the Mishnah that the that if you Shema, you don't hear it. So again, the Tanakama and Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi says it's Yotze, and the Tanakama says that you're Yotze, and Rav Yossi says you're not Yotze. So the question is, what about the halacha by Shmoneh Esrei? Is the same machlokas? Do they argue here? Do they both agree by Shmoneh Esrei that you Yotze? What would be the halacha? So the Mishnah comes out here, and the Spal, we learned in the Braisa, no Yotze, that there's no machlokas here, everyone would agree. So Gemara said, "Let me nitzruka. Who is this kiddush for? What's the kiddush for? Like, why would we think? Why would I think anything different?" So Gemara says, "Look, Rav Yossi. The kiddush is in Rav Yossi. We need to tell us the kiddush in Rav Yossi. Which Rav Yossi are we talking about? Which Rav Yossi that we need to know based upon our halacha?" And Rav Yossi said, "We would need to know this halacha. Which Rav Yossi are we referring to?" Gemara says, "Hadayin Rav Yossi. Which halacha Rav Yossi are we talking about?" We said to learn on our Mishnah, Akorei Hashema V'lo Shmi Lazno. Person read Shema and you didn't hear the words. Halacha is a Yotze. Rav Yossi is not Yotze. And the Brice is telling us a Chiddush that even the Rav Yossi says Lo Yotze L'gabe Shema, but over here L'gabe Shmoneh Esrei he would agree that you Yotze, because again, what's as far as the way we said before? The Pei Moshe explained the reason why Rav Yossi says you're not Yotze is because it has to be Shema Hashma Laznaka Ma'asha Tamotzi Mipicha, and therefore it's a din in the Torah, a din Torah that Tarsis Shema Gzeres Hakasev, that Shema you have to hear. But in Tefillah we don't have a Gzeres Hakasev, or you could say even Tefillah's Derabbanan, which some of the Mefarshim learn. And mainly there would be no din, no chiyuv. No, maybe by Doraisa there's a chiyuv, but by Derabbanan there's no chiyuv. We'll continue now. The Gemara's going to explain other cases where it could be even Doraisa is Rav Yossi would agree that you know chiyuv. But the pashtus over here of Yossi is by Shema that we argue, because it is you have a Xeris HaKasir, the Shema. I look at Tefillah, the Rachmei Umotim, made by Tefillah, which is Rachmei Umotim, that even if you didn't hear the words, you're still considered, you know, that's where Rashi Cirillo puts in this halakha, this explanation, that Tefillah is the Rachmei Ninu, and therefore that's why he would say, hey, Umotim. So Mara says, that would be, if that's so, that would be the Chiddush, would not the Mechiddush. So let's try a different halakha of Yossi. Mara says another Mishnah of Yossi. It's a Mishnah, Mesechus Megillah. Mishnah says that everyone is able to go ahead and read the Megillah except for a person who can't hear or is deaf. And a Chereshot of a Katan is not allowed to read. That's the halakha of the Mishnah. So the question is, what about, again, if you learned that halakha, they had a Kol Ksheirin, the Chutz Mecherashot of a Katan. So the question is, how does that apply in our case? What does the halakha have to do with our sugya? What does a Yossi hold over here? Are we talking about the halakha that why would a cheresh be no good? What's the chiddush? You would think that a cheresh would be good, and therefore the Torah is telling you that the chiddush that it's no good. What are we referring to? So Gemara says, Amar Rav Masna Rav Yossi. This Mishnah that a cheresh is not Yotze is a shita Rav Yossi. Why? Because what's the chiddush? What does Yossi got to do with it? What does he see Rav Yossi? Teretz is the same Rav Yossi in our Mishnah in Barakos, and that says that a person who you read but you can't hear what you're reading, Shema, you're not Yotze, Tefillah yes, but Shema you're not, would say the same thing about Megillah. Since a cheresh you can't hear, a Mela, the Megillah is no good. A cheresh is pater because he can't hear his own reading. So if he can't hear his own reading, that's why a cheresh is pater. You have to be able to hear. If the cheresh the same din that he applies by Kriyat Shema applies here as well to the din of Shema Megillah. Try the same thing, and therefore that would be the halacha here as well of so this would be the dinner of Yossi that they're telling you the Kiddush. Now this that is now again the master story of Yossi is not going on the Mishnah, rather it's going on the halacha that we're saying that the Kol Kshera and Likros is the Megillah and the Mishnah Maseches Megillah. It's going on that halacha there of Yossi is the Bala Memra of that Mishnah. So the Kshera, if that's the case, then we understand it's not. It would be the chiddush that you would tell Rav Yossi would be the one to say that halacha the cheresh kutz mesheresh cheresh on the katan because that fits into the realm of Rav Yossi shita that you have to be able to hear what you're saying not only by the raisa but even by the kriyas megillah as well by the kabbalah. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Yossi." Rav Yossi says again, not the Tana of Rav Yossi, this tomatir namayra of Yossi. So Gemara says the says that this is Rav Yossi Amira, and he said the high shas lepam kari osur Rav Yosef. Sometimes they call him Rav Yosef, sometimes they call him Rav Yosef. But this is the shid Amira. What does he say? Having svi meimar, we usually hold the same mapigur of Rav Yossi. What's the chiddush? What the Gemara just finished saying? What's the master's chiddush? Gemara says, tell you why. We originally thought the makolikas of Yossi Rabbanon is no gay to what. Which Shema, where you can listen to Shema, because b'Shema, except b'Shema, because it says Shema, you have to hear. And Mele Shema means be'etzem, you have to hear. Dafka Chiddush in Shema, that you have to be Shemea, you have to be able to hear. Again, we had before that the Chachamim would say Shema is not a problem. You don't have to hear it any further. You could say it over in any language. But according to the way Yossi learns it, it's going to be Shema, means Mekuyev by Shema. That's by Shema, Shkal Shah Mitzvah's Lo. Oh, the Mitzvah Torah, no. You don't have, there's no din of Shema. You don't have to do the first Mimut. That's why we said, but Tefillah is okay. Now, the question is, if that's so, mind the Master, that's what Rav Master said on this. Rav Yossi, that the Milki Mishnah that says that a Cherish is possible for Megillah. Is Rav Yossi, what's the halacha? Mara says, he'll hold Have Hai Kashako Mitzvahs. It'll be the same din as all the other Mitzvahs, which means that it's not Shema, limited to Shema. But all the other mitzvahs that we're saying you is it's the same halacha applies. The same thing applies. By Shemoneh Esrei, it's the Rabbanon. So we could say over there, it's Rachme, if Yossi agrees. But Rav Yossi says Shema, it's not only by Shema that you have to listen, but every mitzvah, like Divrei Kabbalah. And we're going to see now, take my taking Truma. All these things, the halacha is it's the apostle because you have to be able to hear, what he's doing, hear the Kriyas of Megillah. And since he can't, Bemela, and this would be the halacha that it would be considered. So we assume that Rav Yossi is going on this halacha. That by all the mitzvahs, when you know, we apply the same thing, you would have to go right over here. That's our master's chiddush. And so Rav Yossi would be the same halacha that applies all the other dinner chiddush. You would say not. You would say, Shema Dafka, not other mitzvahs. Comes our master and tells you, no, it's a chiddush that it's Rav Yossi. So the Gemara says, my dad Rav Yossi, let's understand. What's Rav Yossi's reason? Halacha Gemara says, "Azant the mitzvos of," because it says, "You shall listen to the mitzvos." Yishmeru oznecha, mashapicha medaber. That's the way you dash into the pasuk. Your ear should listen to what you're saying to you. So, meila, therefore, it'd be considered if a psul now the ma'isa in Bavle Gemara brings two other sources where we see it from. The other one says, "Dafka bei limin ha'toyra." Well, the Gemara said, "By actually reading the Megillah, reading the Torah itself." When does it apply? But here, Yushami just saying this halacha Rav Masna that it applies by all other things would apply the same halacha except by Shema, Hazanta Mitzvoso. And the question is whether you extend that to other mitzvahs as well, except for tefillah or not, is the difference of opinion of the Gemara. Am Rav Chisda, Zag Rav Chisda, Gemara says, Leskan the Kharash. Gemara says, if you tell me halacha, the Mishnah says a person who's deaf. The halacha would be pasul tefillah, pasul megillah, ashkaraz lashon he masnisa. The Gemara says it's only if you read the lashon, the Mishnah put in it was put in hashkaraz lashon. It's a mistake. In other words, the reason why you're coming up with your whole Torah and our master's halacha to tell you that Megillah is the same din and therefore it applies where Yossi's halacha applies to all the mitzvahs. But I'll tell you, really, no, it's dafka by Shema. And not all the other mitzvahs. I state by cherish is possible. No, that's clear. You're making a mistake. Has goris lashon yimasnisa lo'avida. It's because there's a mistake, and you're putting in the lashon of the Mishnah. This halacha that it applies. But Be'etzim will tell you really in a kanami a cherish that reads Megillah, not possible Megillah, and he'd be able to read the Megillah. that the it's not included. And there, that fits in very well. Rav Yossi says the Gavi Shema is a special Chumra, but all the other cases, including Megillah, including Shemoneh Esrei, all those other things, it would not be considered, it would not be possible. It would be mutter to read. I can't hear himself read, but that's not a not a psul. It's not going to be a psul in the reading of the Megillah. You're still able to be yotze other people as well. And the Gemara says that v'lo gashtina, it's a different gersa than how we read it in the Gemara. Okay, says the Gemara. Says the Gemara the Gemara continues another drasha. Gemara says if you say that's pshat now in the Mishnah. And in Achanani, it doesn't apply. If we take Dr. Rav Chizkiah's explanation that less than Keresh, there is no psul of Keresh in the Megillah, Mamelah, therefore, we have no place that we seem to say that there's something else would be usur, a Keresh would be a psul to do a certain avoda, to do a certain mitzvah, because the fact he can't hear himself is not a psul. Mamelah, if so, it has to apply all over. Fake tomorrow, I'll give you another Mishnah. The Mishnah in Trumos. Mishnah also says, hey, Malacha, in order to be able to separate Truma from Isris, you have to be able to separate, you have to be able to hear it. A Truma, a person, a Cheresh, who cannot hear himself, Mimafish Truma, Malacha is, and the Tehillah shouldn't do it, but if he did it, but the evidence is good, he's Yotze. So the Cheresh, again, when we say that he's Yotze, who is it like? It would come out to the Nichol Mishnah, that a Mishnah would tell you is the is that there's no Sheet, everyone agrees that it's Mutter. And here the Mara is telling you the what? That the that you agree that this halacha would be according to our Mishnah. That would be that Kriyas Megillah. The Cheresh is good. Then halacha is over here. That the Mishnah itself talks about the same idea. That you can go ahead, unless you change this Mishnah also, the same halacha applies. The Cheresh should be no good. And you have to apply the same halacha. You have to change this Mishnah also to tell you that here also it's not Rav Yossi would not answer in this case. And here we'd have the same girsa in the Mishnah would have to come out and tell you that would be a as well by Trumos it would have to come out that he'd be considered mutter to do. And that's what Rashi Salor explains. I feel Rav Yossi at the time of the Truma Mishnah Brachi. Dafka Kriyashma possibly ever. Havlaka Machshava. Again, the same. What will be the Svar by Truma? Svar, Truma is making a bracha by Mafish Truma. A bracha, you don't have to hear yourself. Aye, by Shema you do. That's because it says, Shema v'hastis l'aznacha. You have to hear, your ears have to hear what you're saying. So Rav Yossi would say that. We would agree over here, not on Megillah, but Truma also, you have to have the girsa that a cherish is mutter to do that. So the chayra, bring your right that it's correct. Rav Yossi Taka learns this Mishnah in Trumos as Rav Yossi and not a steerer to Rav Yossi over here, because again that's the difference between Shema and Trumos and Maizers, because that's a brach on his Kriyashma, and this would fit into all the cases of Rav Mishnah. Rav Yossi is good bein in Megillah, bein in Shema, bein by Shemoneh Esrei, and bein by the halachas of Truma. It all fits in. Says the Gemara, how do I know this is correct? The Girsa, I'm Rav Yossi, and Yossi is the son of Rav Yun said, I'll go get my life by Yossi. I'll bring you a Raya, have to say that the Mishnah Truma says Taka Rav Yossi. It's an Inam we learned in a Mishnah, the Mishnah before Kamisha Kadnaisa. Gemara learned before that there are five people who are puzzle who cannot be Mafish Truma. Below Taninu in Madim, and it doesn't include the Cherish amongst them. Mar says, why isn't it included? Elmai Yotam Kerish Truma Diyak Truma Truma. So Elmai Yotam because the Truma is not a Cherish Truma is no good. Maybe that's the Truma and therefore it's no good. That's why it's not included. Mar says, I Atidim Bechamisha Kam Raisu. There's a Mishnah later. It says another five people who are puzzle. And Mar says that and if those people separate Truma, it is good. Lotin in Yimak, you don't learn that Cherish Benem either. So Mela, so why does a separate Mishnah who talks about a Cherish? And the Gemara says, oh, yeah, why not? So why does the Mishnah tell us separately? In other words, if we have the two Mishnayas, one Mishnah includes five people who are not allowed to be Mafish, if they're Mafish, it's no good. Cheresh is not amongst them. The second Mishnah tells us five people who shouldn't be Mafish, but if they do, it's good, but the Eved, and a Cheresh is not amongst them either. Yet it's a separate Mishnah that a Cheresh can't do it. Why is it Sigalam? Why is a Cheresh who can't hear but can speak? Why is this Cheresh, Halakha is that it's in a separate halacha of the Mishnah. Why do we include it in the case of those b'dieved yotze, if you do it, you yotze? It should set a five. It should say six people that are concluded that if they do truma, it's going to be considered good. Why isn't a cherish included? So the Gemara says, Harei Seifach, Meimar Rav Yosi, Meila, you have no other choice to say it's because it's a shita Rav Yosi. Meila, therefore, the it's not included. In other words, what's pshat? Even though the halacha in Akarami on this one of Cheresh is the same Cheresh that is Shomea, Eno Shomea, but you call it Daber, is the same halacha as the second five in the second Mishnah of the five that should not be Malfish Alchi, but if they do so, but the Evident Yotze, Truma So Truma, it could be included there. But Elamai, it's only Rav Yosi. Must be the Sheet is Rav Yosi. Because Rav Yosi, it's not including the other ones, because that's Stam Tana, that's a Stam Tana. That's not included Rav Yosi. This is a separate sheet that Rav Yosi would include it. But Mela, we don't include Rav Yosi into the Mishnah of five to add six, because it's not the same author. That's a Tanakama. That's a Tanakama. That's the saying that Aloha. And here's Rav Yosi's opinion. So the Chari we see a Raya must be that this Mishnah of a Cheresh is the Trumaso Truma, that it's good, is Rav Yosi, who agrees to the Tanakama, that it's not, it's fine, but it's that the same Rav Yosi who says by Shema Zasa would say over there that a Cheresh could do so, again, because it's considered a bracha, not a dindaraisa, that we aser it because of the Isser by Shema. Okay. The Gemara says, therefore, it's not a stira, it's a include, we don't include it in the other ones, but it's not a steer because it fits in very well between Shema and the other ones as well. Okay, so Shema is puzzle, and the Rash Slu includes Berachas Lamazon as well, because that's also Berachas Truma, so by Truma is only a Berachas is good. Berachas Lamazon is Din Daraisa, and therefore it would be the same Din as by Shema. If you can't hear yourself say it, then your puzzle even B'Yerah did not Yotze. Says the Gemara, Karvalo Dikdek, a person went ahead And the Mishnah says if you went ahead and blow dictic, you want dictic by Osiosa, you can add one dictic in the way he said the words, Rabbi Machlokes. Machlokes, Yehuda and Rav Yosi. Yehuda says you're not Yotze, Rav says you're Yotze. So the Gemara says, hey, what are the cases we're talking about? Which case are we talking about that you can't? Elu, these are the words that they have to be careful. And the Gemara lists the list of things that are included, that are words that are the two words. The second letter, the last letter of the first word is the same letter of the second word. And therefore, by saying it together, it sounds like you're saying one word. So therefore, you have to be mafrish and you have to stay a hefsik b'neim. Al levavecha, al levavkim, esev besotka, vavadetem mehera, hakanaf basil, eska me'eretz. These are all things in the Gemara. It gives examples of where there are many other examples of words that you can gobble up, that it can sound like they're one, but these specifically are the same letters. And therefore, it sounds like you're saying one word. Therefore, it's considered no good. Therefore, we would have to separate them. Didactic b'osiyosel says the Rav Moshe. Another thing, asher nishba l'Hashem. We say man yibu mekamatsi mekamatsem asher nishba l'Hashem. You have to be very careful. Asher nishba. What's that? Asher nishba? Because asher nishba is an ayin, and it sounds like you're saying it. We say it with a hey. And therefore, you have to say it very clearly with an ayin, nishba, instead of nishba, and it's a person's medaktik. A medaktik, and the famous mice of an Adam Gadol, who was a bakar, a kosher tamakakam, and he was being read a shidduch, and he said about him, he's a tremendous tamakakam and a yari shamayim. So the person says, how do I know, tamakakam I know, how do I know he's a yari shamayim? But listen to how he says shema. And when he said the word asher nishba, and he emphasized the ayin, and he said it that way, the person said, now I know that he's a taka yore shemayim. Same thing, you say, yotze over kosher. You have to be very careful to say that, and not say, the law yema yotze over noga. Don't say it should not, don't say it forms light and creates noga. You have to be able to create light and creates darkness. You have to say it right. You have to say the bracha possibly. Don't confuse the words and say it the wrong way. Say it the wrong way. Say it's not the way it's supposed to be said. And you say it this way. This is the choshek is the proper way to say it. And not confuse it by saying, no, you're not yotze. Same thing with kinem b'shem yotze. The brachas. Shem sharu. Look, when you say the bracha, when you say the bracha, we say this thing, a person saying an abridged version of Shema. So again, on the say of Shiran Loch, you have to be able to say very carefully, you say Loch, Shur Shur Loch, say it they sang to you, and don't swallow the words and separate the words that they sang to you, not to make it Vishir Loch rather than Vishur Loch. Don't put them the words together. It should be sharulak, not sharnulak. Same thing we said. Don't say shamayam is shamyahalak. Don't say the same idea when we say the pasuk in Halel, when we say the pasuk, when we say the bracha in the seder, in the third bracha, we should say shamhaluk. We should not say it, confuse the words, and the sham sharuluk, say v'sharuluk, and don't say v'sharu, don't say any haluk. Say, make sure you say luk, not to say it together with halu, without saying the two words, of the luk at the end is what you're supposed to emphasize. And the Gemara says, right, what the person saying is this tefillah at night, that make sure you say Liza the stomach sivil akas halucha. Don't confuse the last words halucha and say it and break it up into two words. And the market gives a few other examples of things that you have to break up the words. You should emphasize laman tizkaru. What are you emphasizing? The zayin. If you just say tizkaru, it sounds like you're saying with sin. And the tisku, it's a different word. It's not what the word means. Or you have to say tishkru or tishkru with a tuf. You have to say it with a zayin. So again, you have to emphasize the zayin, tishkru, to say the correct word. Otherwise, it's the wrong word. You're saying a different word. It's not just that it's mispronouncing it. It's a different word. When you say the word tishkru, it's a tishaker. It's a lashon shaker. It's a different word what you're saying. When you say kamchazda, emphasize also the chazdo. You have to emphasize again the end of the word that the don't say chashdu, chazdo with a samach. You have to emphasize that part of the letter, part of the word. We don't let a person get up to the chazan. Where it says lo chifonin, also from Haifa, those a bishul from Beishan. Lo Tivona from Tivona Meshem Osehi and Kita. They mispronounce the words. They say he is a ches, but ayin is an ayin, and therefore they mispronounce words. You can't have a person like that go up to Davin and is not careful in the words. But if his person's words, he emphasizes words, he prolongs his words, and he's careful, make sure he doesn't make a mistake. So we then the luck is, then you could go ahead and have him go up. Even if he has these mispronounces these words, he can still, as long as he has these the words, proper words, you're allowed to go up. Again, Aruch, we talk about the fact that he was the shop in Otam, and Davin's regular, you're allowed to go ahead and that'll have him go up in Davin. He doesn't pronounce the words properly, but if he has that a language that he can memarech, we let him do that. So the Gemara, Mishnah says further, the end of Mishnah says, "I'll kill my father." So you change around the order of the parashios. You're not Yotze. Have you known the Mishnah about Nachman? You see, I'm to know Nachman Saba. His name is Nachman Saba. V'hayu, when he says V'hayu, Gemara says Kederach Haviyosan Hayu, means in the way that it is written, the way that it should be read. You have to say it the way it's written, the order that's given. You can't change the order. It has to be in the order that you gave. So the Gemara says, "Derech Havasna," the way that it's done. So therefore, in the same halacha applies here. If you're going to change the way, the format of what it's done, that's the Torah dash is not how you should be. Derech Havasna, and the way that it was given, the way that it was given, the seder that it was given, is the way that you're supposed to go ahead and daven. And if it's a different order, then it's not included in the Isra of the Shliach, and those things be able to go ahead and continue to say. Continue tomorrow from here, okay, to mispronouncing words when it gets to other things besides Shema, like Halal, Kriyas, Megillah. Continue from here tomorrow.